Baby is a long ways from nowhere. Is this helpful? Is it helpful for you personally?
No.
Wonderful. I'm concerned about you.
Well, you are. Why?
Because you've been through so much pain. And because your heart is so sincere. And because you think... Because you think you're way lost, and I can see you're not. But my heart wants your heart to see it. So what I can do is confirm to you that all the courage that's needed is already, you've got it. It's already there. Maybe it took all these years of a lifetime to muster and gather this amount of courage, but if you have any doubts that it's there, all I can do is say to you, I see it there. It's a tenuous courage, it's a hesitant courage, it's a courage that is thinking about the fear and the pain of that, the anguish of that, the agony of that. That doesn't make it any less than real courage. Everybody else see the courage in the chair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look. Keep nodding your head. So they're confirming, it's not just me, a whole room full of very intelligent folks is confirming that when they look at this man, what's your name?
Jay.
When they look at Jay in that chair, the main thing they see is courage. So this is everybody's human dilemma, to face death before the physical death happens. Because the reality that we all know, that everybody who's past the age of 16 basically knows, is intuited and figures out, is you are going to die. Death is coming. Whether it's in 5 minutes, 5 years, or 50 years, death is coming. Whenever it is, it's too soon. It's over like that. At my age, you know it well.
I know it well.
Well, I'm 23. So the hard facts are death is coming. There's nothing to lose. There's nothing to lose in dying before the physical death comes. Because it's coming anyway. The real death isn't the physical death. The real death is the death you're talking about. The fear that you're talking about is the fear of the ultimate death, not the physical death. The ultimate death is when you allow you to die. Not just the body. That's why it's so fearsome.